It's Monday, September 11th, 2023.
Well, what you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sun up until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That was a good way to open up this episode of the show, the band Jacuzzi Boys from Miami, Florida. That was their song Rather Blue from an EP of theirs called Glue. And thought that was a pretty good song. And, it's 9/11. That's an interesting thing. I was like, wow, what should I do for a 9/11 episode? Is it like too soon to do a 9/11 episode? And then I was like, wait, have I ever done a 9/11 episode before? It's been so long. Surely it's come up. And indeed, 2017, there was a September 11th. It was a Monday. So I did a 9/11 episode in 2017. So I was like, what did I do on that episode? So I went back and listened to it, and didn't acknowledge 9/11 at all. It's just like, just ignored it and played normal songs. So I figure if it was good enough in 2017, it's good enough in 2023. So that's what we're doing this time as well. Nothing special. 9/11. It was a day in history 22 years ago. What else is going on? That's right. Jacuzzi Boys. That's how we opened the show. They were really good. Speaking of really good things, how about What's Next? That's right. A band from Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're called Bronco. Played them on the show before, but I had never played anything from this album. It's Bad Behavior. And I guess it's like their first album. I don't know. It's confusing. Different places list different dates. I somehow hadn't heard of it. I guess it came out maybe before I'd heard of them, because I played them more recently, because this came out, I guess, in 2018. Whatever. Doesn't matter. New to me. So we're going to hear a couple songs off of Bad Behavior. First, Keep It In Line, and then Get In My Car. Both great songs, which sound exactly like Bronco, if you were familiar with Bronco, which hopefully you are if you listen to my show. So without further ado, keep it in line and get in my car from Bad Behavior by Bronco right now on The Sounds of My Head.
You did good, and then I canceled on you. jams all around. From the cold San Francisco Bay to the gray law, I look at Sam, looks like hard, hard times all around. Hard times in New Orleans led to hard times in
you over the hill. You can kick back, try to Satellites gone up to the skies, and things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it will be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watch it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite.
Nice. After Bronco back there, we heard The Nude Party from Livingston Manor, New York. That's a town in upstate New York in the Catskills. They did a couple songs, Hard Times All Around and Ride On, both from their album Rides On. Not to be confused with the song Ride On, the album Rides On. Anyway, Nude Party right there. I played them on the show before, but not recently. That's a new album. They're like sort of the Rolling Stones meets the Velvet Underground from upstate New York, I guess. I don't know. It's they sound great, though. Most songs on the record are 4 stars. There's some 5 stars, a couple 3 stars. It's a pretty solid release, though. So if you like those two tracks, you will not be disappointed. Though I think some of it leans even harder into Rolling Stonesy sort of sounds than those two songs. But whatever. It's a great release. And then after The Nude Party, we heard Dean and Britta from Los Angeles, California. I still hate saying that. We're doing a cover of Lou Reed's Satellite of Love that came off of their September Patreon sessions. So if you, I played things from it periodically. I don't frequently because I feel like it's not really my place to share, but whatever. I feel like it's a way to promote their thing. So they have this Patreon. You can give them like, you know, a few bucks a month and they give you songs every month. And it's like random stuff out of the vault and live performances and him reading his memoir and these new recordings of them doing covers of the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed. So every month, different stuff, always really good, very worth the money. I've been a subscriber for years. I highly recommend you do the same thing. And that was a great cover of Lou Reed right there. And I wanted to put it on after The Nude Party, since they were doing sort of a Velvet Underground sounding sort of thing as well. Okay, up next on the show from Vermont, the band Locate S, 1. That's the name of the band, Locate S, 1. She's originally from Athens, Georgia, but she moved on up to Vermont where she makes musics that we're going to hear. And I was surprised to see that her album is produced by the frontman from Of Montreal. I was like, wait, what? It doesn't sound... I don't listen to this and hear Of Montreal at all. It doesn't sound... There's nothing Of Montreal-y about Locate S, 1, in my opinion. But then I saw also she's touring with Of Montreal. So I guess they're like all buds. And she is from Athens, Georgia. So I guess maybe they all know each other from back home. But she's got this new album. It's called Wicked Jaw. We are going to hear 2 songs from it. First, You Were Right About One Thing, and then Blue Meanies. And Blue Meanies is funny. I should have brought this quote up. I don't have it. But she posted on Instagram a review of the album, of this Wicked Jaw, like a little screenshot from like Paste magazine, music magazine. Anyway, and it was sort of like a lukewarm kind of review. And then it just like said how terrible and unlistenable Blue Meanies was. And I can only assume she shared it because she said something like, you know, getting rave reviews. And then she posted this negative review. But I can only assume she shared it because it's hilarious, because Blue Meanies is like one of my favorite songs. But the Paste declared it unlistenable. So, I, you know, your mileage may vary, but I think it's pretty great. So without further ado, Locate S, 1 from Vermont with You Were Right About One Thing and Blue Meanies from the album Wicked Jaw, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Problems. 2 with John Wilson has been on HBO for a couple of years now, and for some reason I just had this unjustified aversion to starting it. I really can't think of what kept me from it. All of its promises, on the surface, were of things I've already valued in potential programming. Its simple, YouTube-esque production, providing an incredibly authentic experience. It's HBO, so there's a good chance it's the kind of quality I've come to expect. It's produced by Nathan Fielder, following the sad, untimely cancellation of Nathan For You, which I believe to be one of the greatest comedy shows of the past 10 years.
Crack that shit.
So for whatever reason, it took me this long to watch it. I'm sorry, John Wilson. I should have said something about this a long time ago. If you have no idea what the show is or what the hell I'm talking about, John Wilson walks around New York. A lot. Perma-wielding his camera, he captures the intimate moments that so many of us would likely pass by without acknowledgement. Each episodic premise is loosely cobbled together to serve as a memoir accompanying a clear and often elusive goal. John Wilson takes us through each journey with his insatiable curiosity, fueling his expansive and voyeuristic search for universal truth. What we discover is often that these threads of information, as abundant and loose as they come, construct cohesive universality that touch on forces of human nature, community, authenticity, the need to connect, the need to be understood. I think we as the audience have a pretense to assume that these people won't react well to a stranger shoving a camera in their face. Because rarely is that met with the respect and generosity that John Wilson provides. But because of John's kindness and initial authentic presentation, people lower their guard and let us in. And what's often the result is a stranger becoming, well, not so strange anymore. Maybe it's John's non-threatening cadence. Maybe it's when he tells them it's for HBO. Maybe it's when they decide for themselves that they're going to share what's on their mind that the result is illuminating, personifying, and not what you were expecting.
Like I said, he was a nudist.
I think this strange man walking around New York, offering a channel for anyone to entertain, welcomes a cathartic experience not just to them, but also for John Wilson. John's understanding of the world around him grows with each interaction, and because he has the ability to share the journey, so does ours.
seat. Waitress outside that I wanna meet. Smoking in my mind, it just won't let me feel. Some meter outside that I didn't pay. Chip in my tooth in something to say. Every little thing coming down on me today. Keep filling me up, but I've been told I'm too young to feel this old. Waitress walked in right through the door. Asked me what I've been waiting for. I said nothing anymore. Now I'm longing for the things I should regret. Palm trees, puppets in the parking lot. Where I'm going I should know, cause where I'm going can't follow me at all. I'm walking in my old bar cap. There's something to remind me that I'm too young to feel this old.
Scars on the back.
Let's get caught up one last time. After Locate S1 back there, we heard Alice Bowman from right here in Sweden. She's from Malmo. She was doing a song there called Heart of Scorpio, featuring Cornelia Murr, who's from Los Angeles. I guess they're buds. Anyway, Heart of Scorpio, new release. It's a single. Very good. I always look forward to new releases from Alice Bowman, as I'm a big fan, and I hope you liked it too. Then we heard two songs by a band from Pittsburgh. It's a guy named Zach Keem, and we heard two songs that are both singles and both super good. First, Better Days off of a Better Days single/EP, and then Alice from his, I got it actually off this Canyon EP, but it's also released as a single most places, but Bandcamp, it's an EP. Yeah, whatever. The point is, you should pick it all up, because he's only released a few songs so far, but they're all super great. Really into this Zach Keem character. Seems like a nice guy. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, a band from San Jose, California. They are called CJQ, spelled capital C, lowercase j, capital Q, all one word, CJQ. We're going to hear his song 27. It is released as a single. He has some other singles as well, but this is the only one that I bought. Maybe the other ones are good too. I should listen to them. Anyway, point is, CJQ, I really like this song. It's a great song to close up an episode with. I think you're going to enjoy it if you like the stuff I typically play on my show. Without further ado, CJQ finishing this episode of the show with 27. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Wouldn't It Be Nice, California Girls and God Only Knows, all covered, I guess, by Brian Wilson. Is it a cover if you're doing your own songs? Whatever. From his At My Piano album. Very strong. Always been a huge fan of that release. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find links there to follow me on the social media platforms. Or on Spotify, look for a playlist for season 20. That is the current season of The Sounds in My Head, where I put all the songs I play on the show into a playlist, so you can just find them all right there and listen to them without having to listen to me talk. Sounds pretty good. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. I'll talk to you next time on an all-new episode of the Sounds of My Head.